The University of Notre Dame has a new football coach again. This time the choice is Tyrone Willingham, who has coached at Stanford for the last 7 years. He replaces George O'Leary, who resigned 5 days after he took the job when it was revealed he had lied on his resume. Commentator John Feinstein joins me now. Good morning, John.
Morning, Bob.
You think they checked Willingham's resume pretty well in the past week?
I suspect a thorough check was done on everything that has occurred in Tyrone Willingham's 48 years on the planet, given what happened with George O'Leary. As you know, he was named the coach. They had this big, it wasn't so much a press conference as a pep rally. They had the band there, the cheerleaders, all sorts of alumni to cheer on O'Leary, who was going to wake up the echoes that have not existed around Notre Dame during the 5 years that Bob Davie was coach. And then 5 days later, they had to say, never mind, because it turned out that O'Leary, who had claimed that he was a three-year letterman at the University of New Hampshire in football, never played football there. It also turned out he had awarded himself a master's degree from NYU when he'd only taken a couple of graduate courses. So now they had to go back to square one. They go to Tyrone Willingham, who has been very successful at Stanford. And I think when Notre Dame looks back on this years from now, they're going to say the luckiest break we ever got was that George O'Leary turned out to be a liar, because I think Tyrone Willingham is a much better choice for this job than George O'Leary was. He's a better coach and he's a better man.
You just got to check those references, you know?
Well, that thing about the PhD I got from Harvard in medicine, just take that out of my resume for NPR.
This has to be pretty embarrassing for Notre Dame.
Oh, it's been an awful month for them. First of all, they go 5-6. They have to fire a coach who had just been signed to a five-year contract at the end of last season after going 9-3. They felt they had to get Davie out of there. The fans were screaming. Their TV ratings, which are very important since they had their own television network, the Notre Dame Broadcasting Company, NBC, were way down. So they fired Davie, who was a good man with a 100% graduation rate among his student athletes. And Notre Dame is always talking about how important academics is. Then they bring in O'Leary. O'Leary turns out to be a fraud. They get turned down left and right by all sorts of coaches. And finally, as I said, I think they got lucky in getting Willingham. And the other thing that's very significant about this hire, Bob, as you know, he is the first African-American to hold any head coaching job in any sport at Notre Dame. And unfortunately, in the year 2002, that's still significant.
So that still matters.
It does matter, especially when you realize Northeastern University did a study recently that showed that there are more than 50% of the Division I-A football players are African Americans. Less than 5% are head coaches are African American in Division I. That's awful, and they make the point that especially in an area of education where you're supposed to be showing leadership, that's particularly embarrassing.
Well, Willingham will be an ex-coach if the Irish don't win soon.
Oh, you bet. At Notre Dame, you have to win big. As I said, Bob Davie just a year ago was 9-3 and in the Fiesta Bowl. But he went 5-6 this year, 100% graduation rate. Sorry, coach, not good enough. Notre Dame's won 11 national championships. It is the university of football in this country. As I said, it's the only school that has its own TV network. Every game Notre Dame plays is on national television. They are looked to not only by their alumni, but all the famous Subway alumni who adopt Notre Dame. You go back to Newt Rockne. Ronald Reagan played the most famous Notre Dame football player of them all, George Gipp. You know, Rock, tell them to win one for the Gipper. Notre Dame has more history than any football program in the country. And therefore, everybody is always watching Notre Dame, whether it's winning or losing. And if you lose at Notre Dame, Davie's record, by the way, was 35-25. You know, at my alma mater, Duke, they would erect a statue to him.
Yes, right.
At Notre Dame, he's fired.
Now, what about O'Leary? Have people been too tough on him?
I don't think so, and I'll tell you why. When it came out that he had lied on his resume, instead of being sorry that he did it, he was sorry that he got caught. His explanation of the whole thing was, I was a young father and husband when I did this. Well, first of all, he was 34 years old the first time he lied. He was almost 40 the second time. And second of all, to use that as an excuse 20 years later for still having a falsehood on your resume, to me, reeks of not being really sorry that you did it. He hasn't really apologized, and I don't feel the least bit sorry for it.
You didn't really get a Pulitzer, did you?
Just a 3, but I don't like to talk about it. I really don't. Please don't bring it up. It's embarrassing.
Thank you, John.
Goodbye, Bob.
The comments of John Feinstein, author of The Last Amateurs, Playing for Glory and Honor in Division I College Basketball.